Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Trading Coach Podcast. In today's episode, we're going to talk about trading books for beginners, what books you should read, and what order you should read them in. That's very important. If you haven't done so already, make sure you give me a follow on social media at AkilStokesRTM. Watch out for scammers. If I shoot you a DM or ask for money, it is not me, but Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, AkilStokesRTM. Give me a follow and enjoy the free content that I put out. Can you and Jason make a beginner trading book list? Sure, we have one. We did a coffee break episode on our favorite trading books. Market Wizards, One Good Trade and Trading in the Zone. Boom. There you go. Market Wizards, One Good Trade, Trading in the Zone. Now understand, there's no perfect beginner list because beginner, it all depends on what you want to learn about, right? So none of those books cover technical analysis. So if you want to learn something about technical analysis, then you're not going to be helped by any of those books. But you're going to get psychology and trade plan development, all that fun stuff. But yeah, but check it out. Yeah, and if you want more book recommendations, we got a bunch of them. But the most recent one is probably the Trader Coffee Break episode we did on, I think it was called Our Favorite Trading Books, perhaps. Or just a start with Trading in the Zone. I would start with Market Wizards. I would. Jason brought up something interesting about Trading in the Zone, which I never recognized. He said that that book doesn't have the same impact until you've actually started trading, which I never thought about. I read Trading in the Zone late, so I was trading before I read Trading in the Zone, and I thought the book was amazing because it spoke to me. But one of the reasons that it spoke to me was because I was I had experienced all the stuff that it talked about. So like when it was talking about mistakes and all this other stuff, I was like, yeah. Like I've done that. So it hit home. Like I was ready to accept it. Like when I read it, I was ready to change. If a brand new trader, and you've got experience, Chris, because you've been in here, but like say a brand new trader who just learned about trading a week ago from some commercial, if they read Trading in the Zone, is it going to have any impact on them? Right? It's going to talk about all these psychological mistakes, and they're not ready for it. They're like, what is a psychological, like when new trader, you tell new traders about trading psychology, and they're like, ah, rubbish, right? Because they haven't experienced it. It doesn't hold power until you've done the dumb stuff, right? Until you've moved stops and missed trades and revenge traded. Then it hits hard there, right? So it was interesting because I always wished that I would have read it earlier because in my mind, I was like, hey, if I would have read this book earlier in my trading career, I wouldn't have made these mistakes. The truth is, I probably would have just read through it without paying attention. I would have read through it and been like, this stuff doesn't apply to me because I'm a super trader. So I think you have to be at a point where you're ready for Trading in the Zone. I think Market Wizards is a good first book because I think, and this is all personal bias, obviously, I think it establishes belief. And you guys are in a little bit of a different situation because you're here with tier one. So you're already getting kind of the good habits pounded into your head on a regular basis. But for me, when I first started trading, I thought two things, right? One, I thought that there was one way to trade only, one special secret way, and I just had to find that secret way. Two, I thought that I wasn't allowed to be successful. I thought that I couldn't be successful because I didn't work on Wall Street. I didn't have an Ivy League degree. I didn't have any degree in economics. I dropped out of an economics degree and major, so I didn't think I was deserving to be successful. And what Market Wizards gave me was belief. It showed me that, well, all these traders are great and they all did it different ways, which was positive. That kind of debunked the myth that said, hey, there's one secret way of trading. I also saw that many of those traders, aside from one, failed horribly. And they all come from different places. Some were highly educated, some weren't. But a lot of them failed horribly as well, which gave me confidence because at the time I was failing horribly. So I was like, wait a minute. So there is hope for this guy. So that book gave me the belief that I needed to believe that I could be a good trader. Trading, not Trading in the Zone, we talked about that. One Good Trade, that's another book I read later in my career after I was already an established trader, but was still good. I think One Good Trade is a good second book, because I think it debunks the myths of what people think trading is and shows you what trading really is and what it really takes to be successful. So it talks about trade plan and rules-based trading and process over outcome and organization and, you know, continued education, continued evaluation, stuff like that, right? All of the things that you're going to need in your trading career to be successful, right? Because you're going to start off at a very young place. You're going to make mistakes. You have to get organized. You have to do rules-based trading. You have to test your trading plan. I did an interview the other day. I feel kind of guilty where I was talking about backtesting. I basically said, if you don't believe in backtesting, you're stupid. And then later on, I think I saw in another interview where this trader was talking, or I think like I saw an ad from the guy that I did the interview with who was like, yeah, buy this system and you never have to backtest. And I was like, oh man, I probably offended him. But I don't care because I believe in what I say. I think you are stupid if you don't do backtesting or you don't have the equivalent to it. But yeah, Trading the Zone will teach you, or not Trading the Zone, One Good Trade will teach you about that stuff, about how to treat your trading like a business, essentially. So you've got the belief that you can do it. Now you've got the formula of what you need to do or how you need to approach it. Now, Trading in the Zone, right? This is, and you've probably started learning and dipping your foot in trading while you're reading these books. Now, Trading in the Zone is going to hit on the psychological side, where you're starting to kind of realize, hey, these are some of the mistakes that I'm making, or these are some of the mistakes that I'm likely to make, and at least it makes you aware of them. So with those three books, I would do them in that order. I think that's the best way to progress. And obviously, there's other good books out there. Like, there's too many to name, like The Daily Trading Coach. I think that's a good book to read while you're on your journey as well. That's a short one with just kind of quick lessons on dumb stuff that you shouldn't do. that's a good one that I don't mention enough. Then if you want to get specific with like technical analysis, then you kind of dig into those niche books. So like when I went for the volume book, right? I would never recommend that volume book to anybody, right? I would never recommend that volume book to anyone new, right? Because it's going to be over your head. It's going to be pointless. But if you're at the point where you're doing continued education and you specifically want to know about this technical aspect of trading, I think it's a good read. Same thing with the RSI Complete Guide. Just don't tell Jason Greystone. Same thing with, I thought, there's the classic books. I'm forgetting the names. Hold on. Gosh, what is that classic book? Stock Market Profits, Profits of Stock Markets. One of those, it's called. And that's a good book for digging into classical charting techniques. Art and Science of Technical Analysis. I think that's a tough one. I think that's a good book you read after you understand trading. Because that's a really good book on technical analysis, perhaps one of my favorites. But I don't think it's for a beginner, though. That's the issue. And you guys could correct me for you guys that have read it. I think it explains everything. I think Adam is so smart and so educated that it could be a little bit tough to interpret. I do think it's a must read. I just think it comes at more of a continued education point. And I could be wrong. I thought it was tough, but again, I'm simple minded. But I think that's a fantastic read. I think you start off with those three, and then once you identify kind of your niche areas that you want to focus on, then you go to those individual reads and whatnot. George bought the book right now. Did you use my Amazon link so I can get paid? I don't have those. That's how you're supposed to do it, right? Do a book review. Then, hey guys, if you want to purchase this book, use the link below and save 10% on your thing. I was thinking about starting a YouTube book channel. I told some of you guys this the other day. I was really thinking about starting a YouTube book review channel. I think it would be really good. The problem is I don't want to invest the time in doing it. But I think it would be really cool to if I gave a book review once a month. Now, the problem is I'm nice and I don't want to offend people. So I have a lot of friends in this industry, and if their book is trash, I don't want to tell them the world that it's trash. I also don't want to lie. But mainly I don't want to invest the time in just doing it, because that's just one more thing I don't need to do. But I thought that would be a cool idea. Boom, boom, boom. That's a good business idea. Tell George, or see, you and George should start a book review channel. You guys both read the series. You guys both read the same book. And then you have like a discussion on, you don't discuss the book with each other. And you discuss it for the first time on the YouTube channel and give your honest opinion. I think that's a really good business idea. Again, I'm just too lazy to do it, but I think that's a really good business idea. No, I'm serious. If you guys have time and say you're going to read one book a month, one new book a month, and then you're going to review it. And then you could even bring in guests. You know, if it's a book I already read, you can bring me in and get my opinion. For any of you guys, I think it's a really good idea if you're looking to start a trading-related business. Because one of the most common questions I get is, Akil, what are your favorite books? What books would you recommend? Blah, 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 blah. So if you can send them to a source where it's like, hey, here's my YouTube channel. Here's the books that I have. And if there's a book you want me to read, you know, shoot it through the list and I'll put it on my list. I think that's a very good channel if you have the time to invest in doing it. If I had the time, I would. I mean, maybe it's something I do like once my kids are out of the house. On the selfish side, it also holds me accountable. So if I promise that I'm going to do one book review a month, guess what I need to do? I need to make sure I read a book a month. And it's very hard for me to stay accountable with reading books. Unless I have a personal desire to read it. So it also helps hold you accountable. That'd be cool. All right, let's go back to some of these questions before we shut down today's room. Hey guys, don't forget, I got a YouTube channel where I do weekly videos, actually daily videos now that I think about it. Just YouTube search Akil Stokes, you'll find me. Hit that subscribe button, hit that notification bell, that way you don't miss my next live stream. Also, if you're interested in starting your educational journey to become a consistently profitable trader, make sure you head over to www.tier1trading.com. Check out the free content. Take us up on our 14-day risk-free trial offer and dig into some amazing content that's going to push you forward in your trading journey.